Bye. was Primal Scream and Higher Than the Sun, and before that Pink Floyd, Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun. There's a bit of a theme running through here, I think. And I went to see Gong last night at Manchester Academy, and I was blown away, actually. The Space Ritual started the set with there was some Hawkwind stuff in there, Steppenwolf, Master of the Universe, Brainstorm, and then Gong played a totally hypnotic set. To understand Gong, I think you've got to sort of stand there and take it all in, really. Steve Hillage was wonderful, and so I'm kind of sticking to that theme, really. I've woken up this morning and felt that you needed relaxing. I don't know any of you. Well, I don't know some of you, of course, but I just thought, well, Sunday morning, let's play this kind of stuff. Why not? It's Radio Xanadu, and you can play what you like. It's next one's, well, just let you know a little bit about Osric Tentacles. They're coming to the shores, Liverpool, in October. It's a good time for sort of space hippie rock. Just bear with me, Zal. Just turn this microphone up. Won't be a minute. Okay, there we go. I'm back again. Right, so, yeah, Space Ritual Gong, you're a bit late for them, unfortunately, because I think they're playing the last gig in London. But Osric Tentacles you can see in Liverpool in mid-October, and followed by Hawkwind in December with their new album, who features one of Gong's stalwarts, Tim Blake, on keyboards. Are you getting this? Doesn't really matter, does it? Let's just play some music and have a look at those websites, get those tours, and sort yourselves out, because these are experienced bands, good stuff. Get your head down there. This is Osric's.
and men. The sheep remain inside their pen, though many times they've seen the way to leave. He rides majestic past homes of men who care not or gaze with joy to see reflected there the trees, the sky, the dilly fair. The scene of death is lying just below. The mountain cuts off the town from view, like a cancer growth is removed by skill. Let it be revealed. A waterfall is madrigal, an inland sea is sailing.
until the shepherd leads his flock away. The sands of time where we rode by, the river of constant change.
Radio Xanadu.
Radio Xanadu.
Radio Xanadu.
Radio Xanadu.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools and say, is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow, Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
Well, it's all getting very spacey here on the Oliver Pint Show on Xanadu. I hope you're enjoying it, though. You're laying back and, well, hopefully with somebody special. I didn't mean to say that then, but anyway, it's all peace and love and understanding, and that's what it's all about here on Xanadu. We're being a little bit more laid back, I suppose. I think the last show I did was very similar. That may be... suggest my personal mood, but there we are. That's for other debates in other quarters. I tell you what, let's Let's have a look what we've just played for you, just in case you're wondering and you want to grab hold of this music. We had Osric Tentacles, and that was Stranger Jude. Genesis, Firth of Fifth, from the album Selling England by the Pound. And that was, of course, David Bowie, and a song called Life on Mars. This guy is better known for his work in Deep Purple, but many people go and see the band Blackmore's Night, more of a folky affair these days, but I think you'll like this one. This one's called Fires at Midnight. Okay, from one title track to another, that was Fires to Midnight. I'm just about to play The Incident by Porcupine Tree from the album of the same name. I meant to mention on my little last interlude that Steve Hackett from formerly of Genesis is playing November at Pacific Road in November, so do check that one out. I went last time. Regular listeners will know I'm a great admirer of this guy, as I am of Steve Hillage, who I saw last night, if you're catching the program a little bit late, and he was performing with Gong once again. Well, two of the those two Steves, two of the finest guitarists to come out of the UK, and it's a privilege to be able to catch them on tour. Okay, we're staying with the fairly laid back theme. This one, as I say, is the title track from The Incident by Porcupine Tree, and I'll see you in a little minute. All fine. strongly recommend Porcupine Tree if you're not familiar with their music, particularly or Deadwood, the album Deadwood, and that album there, the Incident. If you can catch them live, I haven't actually yet. I meant to do last tour, and I didn't get to catch them. There's always time, but yeah, do check out the music. It's Porcupine Tree. That's an album called The Incident. We've run out of time. What can we do? Well, we've vamped it up a little bit, so I suppose we can play some Megadeth for you before we end. Don't forget, Xanadu's on all day. We've got some cracking shows. Mr. Binky, Joe King, Ronnie Rodent. Just have a look at the lineup on Xanadu and join in the chat in the chat room. Thank you for listening. My name's Oliver Pint. Let's have your presence next week as you're cooking your Sunday dinners. And we'll end on that note, with the Symphony of Destruction. Goodbye.
Roll up. rock this town. With Joe King.